from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Chavez County Sheriff's Office was involved in an officer-involved shooting Sunday afternoon. That, according to a Chavez County Facebook post, the incident happened at the Chavez County Sheriff's Office when a prisoner tried to disarm the deputy of his firearm. The prisoner suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to a local hospital. The deputy also was taken to the hospital for injuries he received. He was treated and released. The investigation into this incident is currently ongoing. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is investigating a homicide that occurred in the vicinity of Grimes and Morales Streets around 3:30 p.m. Saturday. The victim died as a result of a gunshot wound, that according to a post on the Lee County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Investigators are encouraging anyone with information on this case to call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. An investigation team consisting of multiple law enforcement agencies are conducting an investigation into an officer-involved shooting that occurred Friday night in the 2300 block of Mills Drive in Roswell. According to a post on the Roswell Police Department Facebook page, RPD and other agencies responded to a call in which a man was threatening to shoot others at a residence. Officers encountered the man outside the rear of the home and saw him to be in possession of one or more guns. Now, during the encounter, multiple officers from more than one agency fired shots at the man, who died as a result, and no officers were injured. On Thursday, Lee County Commissioners will begin the first leg of opposing the 30-30 land grab by the Biden administration, which is a plan to permanently protect 30% of America's land and oceans by 2030 by environmental activist Lee County Commissioner Dean Jackson.
We're going to do a resolution from the Lee County Commission denouncing this 30 by 30 land grab, and it will be sent to the governor and to Washington.
Margaret Byfield, the executive director of American Stewards of Liberty from Georgetown, Texas, will make a short presentation against the 30-30 proposition during the Lee County Commissioners' regular scheduled meeting on Thursday at 9 a.m.
Well, the 30 by 30 land grab is something that the environmental organizations, the real radical environmental organizations, have been pushing for a while. So that's one of the reasons it's so important to understand what this policy is and how it may impact people's property rights.
Then at 6 p.m. Thursday, she will have a full presentation on the issue at the Troy Harris Center in Lovington. The public is invited to attend. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.